was surprisingly elegant. The floor was of white marble, with the walls painted a dark crimson. A dozen small but fine paintings decorated each wall, but there was no window. The elegance was as much of a facade as the Englishman's confidence, the confined space designed to hold a single guest while they were assessed through the gilded lattice grills that were spaced at regular intervals along the walls. The Englishman refused to turn his head to search for a flicker of movement behind the screens. Instead, he waited, patiently, standing stock still as he felt the hidden eyes roving over him. He tried not to think what it would be like to fight his way back through the entrance, telling himself there had to be another way out, an easier escape route to be found away from the public entrance to the club. The door in front of him opened.
"Good evening, Sahib. Welcome back to the circle."
The keeper of the second door was dressed in identical fashion to his colleague outside, even down to the same faux smile fixed on his face. The Englishman grunted once in recognition of the second greeting. Without waiting to be invited, he marched forward, sweeping past the doorman and into the main reception room. He did his best not to show any emotion as he emerged into the graceful surroundings that welcomed guests after their temporary incarceration. The room was spacious and bright, with elegant candelabra competing with vividly painted Chinese lanterns to fill the space with light. The rich decor reminded him of a Maharaja's palace. The walls were painted a neutral alabaster, with sweeping curtains of a simple white fabric smothering the dozen wide windows that were screened by grass tatties but otherwise left open. The cooling breeze that flowed into the room was circulated by the pankawulas sitting silent in the corners. The door frames were of teak, decorated with elegant carvings depicting myriad flora and fauna, the intricate work the product of exquisite skill. The floor was of marble, the wide white expanse only broken by the fabulous splashes of colour provided by a single enormous and gaudy Kalim rug positioned in the very centre of the room. It was a place of airy refinement and comfort, a haven of tranquility away from the bustle and chaos of the teeming city of Calcutta.
"This way, Sahib."
Another well-dressed servant arrived to usher the Englishman into the room.
"Allow me to get you something to drink."
The Englishman let himself be led through the first reception room and into another, decorated in the same elegant style. Unlike the first, it contained a long mahogany table decked out with a full and inviting banquet. He recognized little. The dishes of unidentified stews and biryanis a feast for any guest arriving with a hunger for more than the other entertainments for which the circle had earned its reputation.
"Would you care for a drink, Sahib? We have the very best French champagne. Or would you prefer a whisky? We have Kinahans from Dublin or Encore from Leith."
"Beer."
The Englishman pursed his lips before turning his back on the overloaded table and walking towards another doorway on the far side of the room. The servant fluttered his hands nervously and scurried forward to keep pace with his much taller guest.
"Something to eat, Sahib? If you do not see anything to your taste, we would be only too delighted to prepare something more delectable for your palate."
The Englishman said nothing. He lifted his hand and used it to lever the over-attentive servant to one side, then strolled into the next room, drawn by the gentle murmur of voices that echoed through into the elegant reception spaces. The gaming room smelt of money. Not the kind found in the great houses hidden in the depths of the English countryside, or on ostentatious display in the fabulous surroundings of a Maharaja's palace. This room promised something much more fleeting. It smelt of rhino. It smelt of cash. A few of its occupants turned, acknowledging the presence of the stranger before quietly returning to their games. The lure of the cards of so much more interest than the arrival of a Ferengi.